bigger sign with her name on it than the other.
That's what happens when you have a short.
You're name. Off to a really fast start. You got yourself in the middle. You got the biggest sign. Next time it'll probably be neon. It'll light up. I think that's now we're on the eve, of course, of bidding a fond and deeply, deeply grateful farewell to Chancellor Bob Easter. I'm fortunate to have had such a terrific colleague here on the Urbana-Champaign campus, who's become, he and his wife, a good friend and a confidant over the past year, and I think that will continue. We all know how much Bob is admired and respected for all the great work he has done over so many years of distinguished service to the university. So if you don't mind, let's take a moment to thank Bob at this, his last board meeting. Bob?
Sure.
Thank you, Mike. Actually, been smiling for a while now since early August.
On September 28th, from 4 to 6 p.m., I'll be hosting a reception at the president's residence to recognize Bob and Cheryl for their distinguished service, and all of you are, of course, invited and welcome to attend. It's a time of transition, as we also recognize Mina Rao at her last board meeting. Mina, of course, has been a very valued leader of the university, particularly when it comes to issues of interest to our faculty, our staff, our students, especially diversity issues. So once again, Mina, I want to express our appreciation for you as well. Of course, to recognize Mina's many contributions at the last board meeting, and we're also planning a staff celebration of her service in the weeks ahead. As our great friends move to another chapter in their lives, we will greet new leaders who are strongly committed to our great university and dedicated to advancing its future. A few weeks ago, as you know, Dr. Phyllis Weiss was named as our new UIUC Vice President and Chancellor. She's already been here a couple of times. We'll be back next week to continue her transition work. She's, I believe, a leader of incredible energy and vision, as well as a highly accomplished scientist, ready to join the leadership team of the university and help continue to advance both the university and, of course, especially our UIUC campus. Just a few days after announcing the recommendation of Dr. Weiss, Bob Easter and I were able, with her help, to recruit the new director of intercollegiate athletics, who's already been introduced and went back to work. But I wanted to thank Bob, the search committee, and many others who helped to land yet another catch of the day in Mike Thomas, I think. And, of course, there's more. Last week, we announced the recommendation of Dr. Larry Shook as the permanent vice president for research at the University of Illinois. Larry, I know you're here somewhere. You're standing. There you are. We are getting used to seeing you here. Larry, as everybody knows, is widely known and admired for his scientific accomplishments. He'll facilitate the research enterprise across all three campuses, as well as our technology transfer efforts and economic development work. And in fact, he's already deeply engaged in all of those aspects of his new job. He's made great strides in engaging both public and private institutions in the university's work, improving our research administration and opening up new opportunities to expand research funding. Finally, as many of you read this week, we're also recommending to the board a new vice president for academic affairs, Dr. Christophe Pierre. Dr. Pierre comes to us from McGill University, where he's dean of engineering, and prior to that held faculty and administrative posts at the University of Michigan. He has an exceptional research record, over $60 million in extramural funding to date, and over 300 publications. He helped to craft an unprecedented rise in the rankings of McGill's engineering program, was a very successful fundraiser there, and brought both vision and strategic planning to his college's academic programs. Today, these fine appointments will be taken up by the board and approved by the board. I just want to emphasize one point in this connection. These people all have extraordinarily distinguished credentials, both as administrators and as teachers, researchers, and scientists. And I think the fact that we're able to recruit them to the University of Illinois tells all of us, reassures all of us, that despite the troubles of the past several years, this university remains highly regarded by the outside world, a major, major draw for the best and brightest faculty and administrators in the country. Now, before I go on to take up the recap, the ARR report and the initiatives we've undertaken there, and also do say a little bit about the dashboard report, I want to turn the podium over to my friend and colleague, Bob Easter, who would give us a report on the Urbana campus. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, President Hogan. I do want to thank you, each and everyone, for your very kind acknowledgement of my service a few minutes ago. These have been moving experiences over the past several days, and they're deeply appreciated. I welcome back to the Urbana campus. This is a bonus opportunity for me. I didn't expect to be at this meeting, but as it turns out, that's the case, and I do appreciate the opportunity to say a few words. I'm delighted that Phyllis Wise will join us. I've known Phyllis for some time, and I have absolutely every confidence that she will take our campus to new and exciting heights and preeminence and stature as a global university. And I look forward to helping her in any way over the transition that lies before us. I want to use a few slides just to emphasize some points as we go along. 2 weeks ago, we welcomed 7,255 new freshmen to the campus, and I'd like to say just a word or two about them. The average ACT is 28.2. We're the envy of many, many institutions around the country. They represent 91 of the 102 counties in the state of Illinois. They come literally from all over the world, from Argentina to Zambia and just every point in between. But keep in mind that 118 more freshmen were from in-state this year than last year. As we welcome those new students to campus, some of them moved into Nugent Hall and in the student dining and residential programs that were dedicated just this last fall. Additional housing changes, there have been a number. The housing constant rate program, which we launched this school year, as with tuition, fixes room and board rates that are locked in for the time these students are with us. Any student who continuously lives with the university will have this constant rate during that period of time in the undergraduate halls. Our eco-friendly laundry machines are now networked. This is the age of technology. You don't have to make that trip down to the laundry to see if it's available. The alert allows students to see when they are available and to sign up for another alert when their laundry is done. Why wasn't that around years ago, Trustee McMillan? Hopkins Hall is now air-conditioned, and it got put to good service. Scott Hall has new furniture. Busey Evans Hall will join Daniels, Nugent, Barton, and Lundgren Halls as having wireless access in the residence rooms. All other residence halls have wired internet access within the rooms. Busey Evans has a fresh, updated look in the dining hall. Security cameras are in place. We've given quite a lot of emphasis to that in the last year, and they operate at the entrances and exits from our residence halls. Relative to security, a new security patrol, part of the university police, was launched this fall. The sprinkler systems have been added to Allen, Scott, Taft, Van Doren halls. The co-ed scholars community debuted at Lincoln Avenue Residence Hall. This is a new opportunity for residents interested in pursuing research projects and participating in academically focused programs. Additional air conditioning units were installed at the Goodwin and Green apartments. These are our graduates